Peter chapter 1. Stained by the same ingredients that my mother used, I kept as a treasure a recipe book written in her own handwriting. Although today we can access recipes and videos that inform us and illustrate how to make a meal or a dessert, even so, I still sporadically consult that old notebook. In this chapter, we find the recipe for being partakers of the divine nature, the spiritual dessert, to which every Christian should aspire to attain. The recipe clearly describes the order and virtue of each ingredient. It requires diligence, that is, effort to add each of these impressive ingredients. The first is faith, the basis on which the other ingredients are, sometimes slowly, added. The first one is virtue, that is, a character worthy of admiration. Once faith is enriched by moral excellence, the slow process of knowledge is added to it. Once knowledge is acquired, no doubt through the Holy Scriptures, the Christian bearing the fruit of the Spirit must add the delicate virtue of self-control. As the cooking process can take a long time, patience should be added. Only then, and because of the above, will devotion to God arise. This mixture can then be decorated with fraternal affection, thus fulfilling the first commandment, love, or devotion to God, and the second, love thy neighbor. The cherry on the cake of the divine nature is love. Here you have the recipe. Finally, my mother no longer consulted her notebook because she had made the dishes so many times that she prepared them intuitively. I, too, would like this recipe of the divine nature to become part of my daily life.